we asked Ricky Leach this morning at the hotel what he felt Michigan had to do to win this ball game here this afternoon, and here was Ricky Leach's answer.
Well, I thoroughly believe that the key to this game is how well our offensive line controls their defensive line. Last year down in Columbus, our offensive line did one of the greatest jobs that offensive line in Michigan's ever done. And if this year we can get our guys going again, Walt Downing and Mark Donahue and Mike Ken, the rest of the guys, if they can control their offensive line and open the holes up for Huck and Russ, our team will be very much in this game, I believe.
Oh, and look at those players down there. The Ohio State players 4 years ago today ran under that Go Blue sign, and Big Hicks, their All-American, had the audacity to rip it down. Now the M-men, the undergraduate M-men at Michigan, representing other sports, are out there, and they're not allowing Ohio State to go under the pennant, and so they are having a little bit of a confrontation. The Ohio State players and all of the other M-men representing all of the other sports. And the gladiators for Michigan aren't even on the field yet. Oh, brother, are you and I in for 60 minutes of football? And look at the players now are wandering off. The five officials are staying clear of it. Let me tell you, those $250 an hour men, you know, all season long, we talked about the $200 an hour men. Well, they're $250 an hour men. They're staying way clear of it. I'll tell you, Lundo, we almost had a Donnybrook starting out this ball game.
Certainly did, Bob. They wanted to go under the M-Go Blue sign, and the fellas lined up ahead of time to stop them. A few went through, and there was a few elbows thrown, and fortunately, everything calmed down. The cooler heads resolved, and they went around the other side, and there they are. So that's the start of it.
You know, a situation like that, you don't know whether the Michigan players standing in the tunnel down there were more incensed by Ohio State arguing and shoving around the other M-men, or whether Ohio is upset because they weren't allowed to go under the Go Blue. Well, Michigan learns their lessons well 4 years ago. And here they come, the maize and blue of Michigan, the winningest team in the history of Big Ten football. 27 Big Ten championships down through the years to Ohio State's 20. You just heard Ricky Leach. There's Leach. There they are. Pink, you name them, they're all down there. Donahue, Downing, Bartling, Powers, Marsh, Clayton, Davis, Huckabee, that'll be the starting backfield. White, Ken, Donahue, Downing, Bartling, Powers, and Marsh across the front. Oh, brother, I can't wait to get into this play-by-play. This is going to be some kind of a football game. Ohio State across the way. As far as the toss of the coin, we aren't sure yet who won the toss of the coin. Everybody was so interested in the confrontation down in the field. But while they're talking things over and placing the ball for the kickoff, suppose we pause 10 seconds for station identification over this, the very maize and blue and scarlet and gray football network.